Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the one party, post-constitutional, cheese-covered, bankrupt, bribocratic, corruptocracy, mockracy of the United States of Listeria, with a patriotic salute to Uncle Salmonella and a hearty Heil Busch. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, documenting the decline, documenting the environmental decline and economic collapse of meat-based, unsustainable uncivilization, and laying the groundwork for the really new world order. And in that new world, order the veggie burger, please, not the cow flesh. And is that what will save the world? Is that the veggie burger? Is that what would save the world? Or are you expecting that from your corrupticians, huh? With the election coming up, yeah, they'll take care of everything. Look at the mess we're in now, and all because of meat and dairy. So, you know, with this election coming up, yeah, I'm an anarchist, all right. I'm going to vote yes on no and no on yes. Actually, I really won't be happy until there's true bun control in this country, you know? That's where you look for the weapons of mass destruction, George W. Bush. And we need bun control because the weapons are on the bun. If you haven't noticed that, it's time for controlling your buns, huh? You know, as animal fat expansive as they may turn out to be, bun control. And, you know, you can't beat your meat when it comes to the major cause of economic decay. Our economy is decomposing right before our eyes like, you know, a slab of animal flesh left out on the counter. Please wash everything, sterilize everything, put on your hazmat suit. And you know, you may call me a socialist for having social concerns, you know, and really, if you want, even call me a redistributor. I don't care. That won't get me elected, but maybe it'll lead to, you know, my real ambition.
Oh, new one. I know. And you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Yes, indeed. I want to redistribute, all right? I want to distribute the real wealth around the world, and that is food. Wouldn't it be good if everybody, we start off where everyone could be fed? You know, there are food riots around the world and shortages happening. And, you know, if an acre of land can produce only 165 pounds of beef versus 20,000 pounds of potatoes, well, then I'm for the common tater here. What can I tell you? Okay. You know, we're looking, you know, hopefully with some change coming up, maybe new ideas, maybe we're bringing in the new. I actually asked that Congressmember Kucinich be on next week after the election so he can give us our perspective then. Today we have a president on the show better than any president in recent memory. The president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, is coming up on the program today also as we head for Tuesday and perhaps even a landslide, huh? You know, and I guess the Repub Liar Cons and the Repub Liar Con Nazi and old party can ask the question, you know, why do they hate us so much, huh? Well, you know, it's really not that we hate you for your freedom. We hate you for the freedom you took away from us. We hate you for George W. Bush, our diabolical, dysfunctional dictator, meat eater, hunter, war criminal, decider to destroy the environment. I mean, it's really pretty pathetic what we have going on here. So I think the only way for Republicans to gain back any credibility right now would be to embrace, believe it or not, the vegan cause. Yes, pay us back for your destruction of America. Even the United Nations is saying the way to combat global warming is to go vegan. It's animal production, animal agriculture that is really destroying the planet. So why not donate to Go Vegan Radio? And, you know, you have all the money. You have another $700 billion. You can donate to this program, huh? So you can make amends for your meat and dairy supporting policies, your war policies, your environmental policies, the energy policies, the whole economy going, you know, totally down the toilet. Republicans responsible for that. It's almost like, you know, are you sure? Maybe they're Al-Qaeda after all, huh? So pay back the vegans, okay? Would you do that? Pay back the vegans, yeah. You know why? We need payback, actually, because the vegans compromised, the Republicans compromised the vegan. After all, it was a bleeding heart, compassionate conservative author of a book called Dominion who gave us your beloved Sarah Palin. He put the words in her mouth, after he flossed out all the moose burger crumbs, you know. He was a speechwriter, the same writer of those most eloquent words against hunting in his book, provided the homespun eloquence for this most avid killer of animals for recreation, as well as incorporating it into her regular job as governor of the state of, the state that's next to Russia there. Surely, speechwriter Matthew Scully knew of Sarah Palin's support for killing wolves and bears, and I don't know, maybe he was wolves and bears and from airplanes and it just goes on and on. Perhaps he read her bio and saw Bleeding Heart and didn't realize that was her her cookbook in Alaska, the main ingredient in her cookbook, huh? Out of time. All right, I wanted to go into planetary destruction that I guess we'll have to do next week. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please make a tax-deductible donation to support this program. We're a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. We have PETA President Ingrid Newkirk coming up, Kenneth G. Williams, champion vegan bodybuilder, and in L.A., Chris DeRose of Last Chance for Animals talks about new efforts to free the elephants from the L.A. Zoo and build a sanctuary. For archives and podcasts, please visit GoVeganRadio.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty. Exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic from estate and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan, Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake. Voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo and PETA Prague for Best Vegan Snack. How now? No cow? Yummy, high-protein Primal Strips and Primal Sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com.
Hello, I'm Ingrid Newkirk with PETA. Did you know that the Dalai Lama says his religion is compassion, or that the supermodel Petra has a super healing body? How about that Paul McCartney still can't read music, and Brigitte Bardot has a bedroom full of mice? You'll find those tidbits and more in my new book, One Can Make a Difference. I've compiled more than 50 essays written by very interesting individuals. Some you know, like Kevin Bacon, Oliver Stone, Martina Navratilova, and Moby, while others are so-called ordinary people, armed only with their convictions, but who changed the world. This book is perfect for anyone who doesn't simply want to die with the most toys, but look back on their life and be happy at what they've accomplished. It is motivating, inspiring, and interesting, and at times funny and heartbreaking. Order One Can Make a Difference from petercatalog.org or your local bookstore. You'll be the happier for it.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We need to raise about $3,000 every week, which means the equivalent of a Sarah Palin wardrobe, annually. So please help us out with a donation at goveganradio.com. And we really need your help to get the message out there that vegans aren't wimps. Huh? Vegans aren't wimps. Have you noticed in the world of sports, Tony Gonzalez of the Kansas City Chiefs? He's a vegan. I don't know if you remember a few years back, there was a championship boxer, Keith Holmes, vegan. You see Scott Jurek doing the most grueling multi-sport competitions. He wins them. He's vegan. Mac Danzig won the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championship. He's vegan. And today, we move on to our vegan friend, Kenneth G. Williams, on Team USA with the Natural Olympia, which is happening next Saturday in the San Francisco Bay Area, actually in Burlingame, and we will talk more about that, too. But welcome, Kenneth. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Bob? I'm doing very, very, very well, man. Thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate this.
Sure. You are an elite athlete. You yourself, a champion bodybuilder and former pro football player, too. And what do you think about that list that I just mentioned there, all these champions, huh?
Well, you know what? That just goes to show that vegans can perform at these levels and win and be successful at it. That's the whole point about being vegan. But there's one thing, though. You know, all those athletes are great athletes, and the majority of those athletes have to do with a lot of endurance,
mm-hmm.
which has been proven that every endurance race ever known and that's ever had a vegan in it, the vegan always comes out on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's known.
Yeah.
But the question was always, can vegans build muscle?
Can they?
Absolutely.
Well, you better be proof of it next week at the Natural Olympia, huh?
Well, I proved that in late 2004 at the Sacramento Bodybuilding Championship, that vegans can build muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about body building, because I get this question a lot, you know, from you have two types of bodybuilders out there now that everybody's looking at. You have the pharmaceutical bodybuilder. Now, I'm not throwing any punches. I'm just saying. You have the pharmaceutical bodybuilder. You have the meat and dairy and processed food bodybuilder, which we all look at with our two eyes. We're not really looking at it with our third eye. Because if we look at it with our third eye, we know it's wrong. Now we have the natural bodybuilder, the real bodybuilder, which consumes fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, grains, legumes, and trains hard. Now, ask yourself this, Bob, and the people out there listening. Which one of those bodybuilders that I just mentioned do you want your daughter to follow, or do you want your son to follow? The pharmaceutical bodybuilder, the meat and dairy and processed food bodybuilder, or the real natural bodybuilder who consumes fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and grains and legumes?
I choose door number three, Kenneth. Yes, that's the choice.
Now, you're looking at that with your third eye. Now, this is what I want the world to look at, because we forgot about that. So this is why I'm out here doing what I do, is mm-hmm. to put that spirit back there. That spirit needs to be there.
Natural.
We can no longer talk about, these athletes today can no longer say, okay, I'm going to be a pharmaceutical bodybuilder and I'm going to let my children follow that. Or I'm going to be a meat and dairy and processed bodybuilder and let my kids follow that. I mean, we have athletes today walking around with milk mustaches on their faces telling the people that this is the way to go.
Well, I thought that bodybuilders seem to think that you have to have whey, you have to have animal protein.
Well, you know what? That's what they think. Now, you know what I call all these people? We are under a psychosis when it comes to eating. Because we think that meat and dairy and processed foods is the only source of protein, it's the only way to build muscle, it's the only way to stay strong. People really believe that. You know, and that's been one of my stresses that I've been having, mm-hmm. is trying to liberate people without messing with what they believe in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kenneth, you can talk about the six main things the body needs for ultimate health, and I believe you, but don't mess with my meat. Don't mess with my chicken. Don't mess with my seafood. Don't mess with my processed foods, because now we're going to have a situation, you know?
Yeah.
And we all know that there's consequences
that
comes along with a pharmaceutical bodybuilder. We know there's consequences. We know there's consequences that comes with a person that eats meat, dairy, and processed foods. We all know this.
Right, and especially if one reads T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study, and sees that animal protein is actually deadly. You know, it's the carcinogen to which people are most exposed. So obviously by you promoting vegetable protein, it's high quality also. Also, it's better. The other isn't if it can cause health problems for you.
Absolutely. See, and we have to keep putting that spirit out there. You know, and these speakers today, these people who are out there speaking to the people about health, about nutrition, about exercise, if we don't get real and candid with them, hypocrisy is going to be at an all-time high.
As if it weren't already. Yeah. What's your website, Kenneth, again?
It's veganmusclepower.org.
Veganmusclepower.org. And I would like to invite everybody to cheer on Kenneth. He's going to be in the National Olympia, the Natural Olympia 2008, which is coming up this coming Saturday, November 8th, the Marriott San Francisco Airport, 1800 Old Bayshore Highway in Burlingame. And the main show is 3 p.m. This is put on by the International Natural Bodybuilding Association. You can also go to naturalbodybuilding.com, and definitely cheer Kenneth on next week, coming up Saturday at the Marriott San Francisco Airport. And so what are you eating now? You're in training condition. What's on your plate now, Kenneth?
Well, what's on my plate? Well, how do I do this? So, see, I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I have is a cup of oatmeal. Well, a cup of oats. Now, that's uncooked. That's just oats and some water, and I have a piece of fruit. You know, it could be a apple chopped up in it or a banana, any type of organic fruit that I choose to have that morning, as long as it's fruit. Then I go ahead and work out, and I come home, and then I have a vegetable protein. And a friend of mine just turned me on to this raw protein that I'm going to have to call the CEO or call someone who can actually ship me out that protein so I can try it. And so once I finish doing that, then I have two sweet potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and some celery. I eat about six times a day, but there's small meals throughout the day, and it all consumes of the fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, grains.
Of course, yes.
And
we have maybe a minute or a minute and a half left. So yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of people wondering, you know, like, hey, where did Kenneth go? You know, he dropped off the scene.
Yeah, you were on the cover. You were on the cover of Veg News, which I think was one of the biggest selling issues of Veg News. You've been in a lot of magazines, haven't you?
Yes. And I still Veg News, when they stepped up to the plate and decided to put me on the cover, you know, they had no idea that it was going to sell like that.
Mm-hmm. And you're in competitive shape now, so that means that you don't have to Photoshop your head on my body anymore, which I'm very happy about that now. So,
right. Well, you know what? We can do that, you know, and try, you know, but we're going to have to tan your face a little bit, you know what I mean?
Oh, plenty of sunshine. I'm out there. You're supposed to get 15 minutes of sunshine for your vitamin D, right? So I'm getting that. Okay, so about 30 seconds left or so. Anything we didn't get to that you want to get to today? You're with Team USA.
You know,
Team
I would
USA.
Like to thank Health Force Nutritionals, you know, for supporting me for all this time that I've been on the scene. I'd say I've been doing this now for about, 4 or 5 years now.
You're a champion bodybuilder, too. Well, you won the title, right? You.
Yes. And Health Force Nutritionals, man, they've been there. So I would love to just send a shout-out.
Shout out to Dr. Jameth there at Health Force. Yeah.
Dr. Jameth Sheraton. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to send a shout out once again to Veg News, you know, for their support for IDA.
In Defense of Animals.
For supporting me, actually put me out there so people can, you know, can see this and people can understand what it is that I'm doing.
Okay.
And I always want to know, like, why are you this person and what are you trying to prove? Well, I'm proving that. I am a real bodybuilder.
Right, and vegan. This is Kenneth G. Williams, and definitely go out and cheer him on next Saturday at the Marriott San Francisco Airport at 3 p.m. It's the Natural Olympia 2008. One more time on the website, Kenneth.
Veganmusclepower.org.
Veganmusclepower.org. Thank you, Kenneth G. Williams.
Thank you, Bob, for having me on, buddy.
If you missed any part of this interview, it's archived at GoVeganRadio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. Coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Ingrid Newkirk.
Still eating meat? How 20th century? govegaradio.com. govegaradio.com.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I remind you that we do have to pay the radio station, so I invite you to make a tax-deductible donation to support this show so that we can be on in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Seattle and Phoenix with the Nova M radio network and CBS and Clear Channel and bringing a message for the animals to the lamestream media. You can donate online at goveganradio.com, where all of our programs are archived, and you can get the podcast there or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. It is an honor once again to have my next guest on the program. She was the very first guest, oh, it's almost 8 years ago, when we started Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I wanted to have her on the very first show because I thought after the radio station management and owners heard that show, they wouldn't allow a second show. So at least I should have the president of PETA on the program. So she was the first guest. She's been on many times. The highly respected animal rights activist, prolific author, president of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, the largest animal rights group in the world. And she has written many books. Fill a whole library shelf with Ingrid's works, from Save the Animals, 101 Easy Ways You Can, Easy Things You Can Do, and 30 Awesome Ways Kids Can Help Animals, The Compassionate Cook, 250 Ways to Make Your Cat Adore You, You Can Save the Animals, 251 Simple Ways to Stop Thoughtless Cruelty, Free the Animals, Making Kind Choices. And you would think people would have writer's block by now, but oh, she also did Let's Have a Dog Party. Now you'd think people would have writer's block, but not Ingrid. Now she has her book out. One Can Make a Difference. Ingrid, while you're saving the world, where do you find time to write? How do you write books?
Well, it's easy. It's enjoyable. It's one of the nicest things I do, watching the very sad videos that we have to see from our undercover investigations. Couldn't be called enjoyable, although, of course, there's a lot of good that comes out of them. But this, I collect stories from people, and I look for inspiring things. And everywhere I go, I meet people who've done something, whether it's for the earth, the animals, for other human beings. And that's what motivates me, to think that it's not just this one and this one and this one. Once everybody is doing things, it's like a boiling pot. Everywhere you look, there are positive things going on. So writing the book is a joy.
Mm-hmm. And so about this book, then, this is kind of biographical of people you've met and their stories about kindness and compassion. Is that...
Well, it started out to be a book about animal stories only, because there are so many of those. And then I thought, well, I should expand it. And so I started to put in famous people who have given back, people like Kevin Bacon, who runs a charity site, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, and the Dalai Lama, of course, who says that the best religion is compassion, which you can hardly argue with, and Paul McCartney, who's so charitable. And it's funny, the man can't, to this day, read a note of music. He can't read music on a paper. So I found out all these things about Oliver Stone, you know, who just by default went to film school. But all these people have contributed something. But to me, it was wonderful. Those are the things that, those are the people who bring attention to One Can Make a Difference. But the stories of so-called ordinary people, I don't think there are any such things, but ordinary people who just started doing something tiddly, something small, and it ballooned into something completely unexpected. It took them by surprise and did a world of good, whether it was picking up trash or starting to develop a medical device because they were irritated that this medical device didn't exist, or whatever they did, cleaning up a beach. It became something important. It inspired others. And suddenly they weren't alone, and it wasn't just some backyard project.
Mm-hmm. And so who are some of the inspirations? What are some of the interesting things we would find out about them reading your new book, One Can Make a Difference? We're talking to PETA President Ingrid Newkirk.
Well, there's so many. One of my favorites, well, they're over 50, and they're all favorites in some way, but Ray Kurzweil, who is a robotic artificial intelligence person, very positive man, and he talks about the singularity, which for people who don't know what that is, it's the time which is coming in the near future when artificial intelligence robots, in other words, computers, will exceed and go beyond what humans know. And that could be a very frightening time for people to think about. But he's very positive about it.
I didn't think that would be very hard.
No.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, God. Well,
I still see so many McDonald's, so what can I say, you know? So.
But Ray has, he started out when he was a boy inventing things, and he's never stopped. And he actually thinks that you can live to be very, very old. You can put the diseases of old age behind you with diet, which we all know about, and with eating the right sorts of vitamins, avoiding things. But he talks about how there is no such thing as failure, and I found that particularly motivating. He said it's just success deferred, and he reminds everyone that Thomas Edison went through 1,000 filaments, and each one was a failure, but he never gave up. He didn't shrug his shoulders and say, can't find one, and that's why we have electric lights.
Right, and he didn't give up at number 998 either, right? I mean, he still had to go. Well, that's how I feel when I'm, looking for advertising or donations. You know, each no is, the next step to a yes, right? You have to be positive about it, you know.
That's absolutely perfect. I have in the book Wangari Maathai, who is the wonderful woman in Kenya who has got women together and women empowerment. She has planted trees. She stopped deforestation. She's a wonderful ecologist. And she says, be packed and ready in case life comes calling. And I always say to people, life is always calling. Opportunity is knocking at your door. Get your suitcase, go out, greet it, and do something. Even if it's something that irks you, just some little thing, is don't think, well, that's an annoyance. Go out and just see. Just give it a go. See what you can do to change it. And you might be stunned. You might end up stopping something that irks you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is the power of one. We're all individuals who have to get involved. Are you have celebrities and regular old normal people in your book too, right?
I do. I have Bridget Bardot, who talks about the mice in her life. She started out, the very first animal she saved was a little mouse. And she, of course, talks about her life being with Roger Vadim and other people. And she said, I gave my youth and my beauty to men, and I give my age and my wisdom to animals. There are so many animal stories. Carol Buckley, who started the elephant sanctuary. Rebecca Hoskin, who is saving the marine animals from the plastic bag, which is a terrible way for them to die, is with plastic stuck down their throats and entangling them and strangling them. And I've got Peter Hammersmith from the Sea Shepherd, who is out there on the Canadian ice floes saving the whales and the seals and so on. So lots of wonderful stories. Rachel Rosenthal, who is a performance artist, magnificent woman, incredible background. And in her story, she talks about what she had to do to get this little kitten out of a shaft in a building where he had fallen down several stories. And she found him. He had been clinging there for days. Rebecca couldn't get anyone to help her, but she didn't just say, well, nothing I can do. She actually tore apart the wall in somebody's apartment and went through and got this book cat out. And I thought, it just shows that you have to be on your toes and you have to never say die. You have to barrel forward.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at all of these individual people in your book, and I can't help but think, well, what if Ingrid Newkirk were in the book? I mean, you have certainly made a major difference in the world, but I would want to ask you, why do you care so much? Why do you think you care so much and stay with this cause?
I have no choice.
I can relate to that answer right there, Ingrid.
I mean, if I could blot out everything I know about what happens to animals and stop caring about them. I wouldn't, because it's every moment is an opportunity to get something done. And people say, well, it's so depressing. Yes, it is. But also, how can you live with the guilt of doing nothing? How can you live with yourself if you turn your back? We all say we're kind. We all say kindness is a virtue. So here are people, other individuals suffering in front of us, or in a slaughterhouse nearby, or a fur farm nearby, or a laboratory, and we can educate others. We can show them the videos. We can. Today we had a little celebration in our office because one person went undercover for Peter into an Ohio pig farm and watched pigs being sexually abused, being beaten with gate rods, and being sprayed with spray paint up their nostrils, and their whole faces covered with spray paint, which just drives them insane, causes them a lot of pain. And today, we were celebrating the fact 22 indictments came down for the people that he had filmed in that lab. So what a wonderful thing to look back on your life and think, well, I helped with that, I helped with that. Not, I acquired this toy.
Right.
You know, those things are meaningless. Acquisitions, and that's meaningless. But doing some good in the world is a treasure. So it's all an opportunity. It's all a wonderful gift to be able to do something. And we can all do it.
We can all do it. One Can Make a Difference is the name of the new book, which you can get at petacatalog.org. Petacatalog.org. P-E-T-A. And Ingrid, I guess you learned from your mother, right? She was working for Mother Teresa in India. So maybe that would be part of...
My mother is the ultimate softie. And I say that thinking that being a softie is a good thing. I've always been puzzled when people say, oh, you're just a bleeding heart. I think that's what I'd like to be, yes.
Yes.
I'd like my heart to bleed when something wrong is going on and get off my duff and do something. But she, when I was growing up, we went to India when I was 7 and a half. Our house was always full of refugees. And there were human refugees, animal refugees. And she always said, it doesn't matter who suffers, but that they suffer. So they all came in the door, and they all got fixed up, and they all got a meal, and it didn't occur to me that you should differentiate and only look after those that you most closely relate to. You know, looking after the poor and those who have nothing, and the animals are at the bottom of that heap, is surely more important than anything else you can do.
Right.
They're the most needy and the most deserving, and if you have something, then share. That's a wonderful opportunity to be able to share.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing your concern with the world and being the president of PETA and giving us a new book, One Can Make a Difference, available at petacatalog.org. And you can see all of Ingrid's books there, order them. People may have seen the HBO special that was on recently. I thought the title of it was Bob Linden Asks Pink for an Interview for His Radio Show, but it was...
There you were in that. Bob, I must say, this show proves you are one who can make a difference and who does make a difference every time you're on the air. So,
well, I do hear from people who go vegan all the time from listening to the show, and that makes it all worthwhile. And I feel that it's also a parade of heroes, and you were the first one on here, and you're a personal hero to me. So we thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, and if anybody would like a free vegetarian starter kit, please go and download it or send for it at peter.org.
Thank you, Ingrid Newkirk.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Can a chain of restaurants save the world? It can if it's vegan. Announcing the grand opening of Loving Hut Restaurants. Now open in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, Palo Alto at 165 University Avenue, and 1365 Stockton Street in San Francisco. Because compassion and love for animals matter, Loving Hut menu is free of any animal ingredients, vegan and organic. The healthy way for you to eat, the healthy way for the planet. Help stop global warming. Eat vegan. Enjoy Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods. Going green? Then really, go green on your new green bike. It's a great emission-free touring bike. Use your pedal power or flip a switch and get a charge out of cruising on gas-free electric power. A range of up to 40 miles at up to 20 miles per hour. No special license or insurance required. Add smiles to your miles as you pass the gas pump. Gas-free, battery-powered with a removable charger that's easy and fast and works in any outlet. Visit thegreenbike.org or call 818-887-7237. And now announcing the Green Holiday Special from The Green Bike. Green for you, $150 off the price, and green for the organization you choose. Green Bike will donate $150 to the 501c3 animal advocacy, vegan, or environmental group that you select. Call 818-887-7237, visit thegreenbike.org, and ask for the Green Holiday Special from The Green Bike. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Now, 10 a.m. Sundays in the Los Angeles area on K-Talk AM 1150. Oh, here's a great way to eat well if you're in Southern California in these challenging economic times. It's the Go Vegan Radio South Central Farmers Support Program. You know the South Central farmers who were evicted from the largest urban garden in the country, what, a couple of years back now? And they have some land that they're growing organic, certified organic fruits and vegetables. So you can have local organic produce, seasonal, and they need your help. They need you to purchase this produce. It helps them feed their community members back in South Central. Actually, if you buy a bushel box for $40, another box goes to a community member in South Central. However, you can buy that bushel box for $20 if that's what you can afford. So please please email bob@govegan.com, and in the subject box put South Central Farmers. You can also call 818-623-6477. If you're a member of an animal rights, vegan, or environmental organization, you can take part in the Green Holiday Special from the Green Bike, the bike that lets you pedal or you switch on the electric battery power. And right now you get $150 off the price if you're the purchaser, and you can designate $150 donation to the animal rights, vegan, or environmental organization of your choice. Call 818-887-7237. That's 818-887-7237. Or visit thegreenbike.org. That's thegreenbike.org. And if you happen to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, some events going on with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. The Wednesday night dinner happening this week, 6 p.m. at the Red Victorian, 1665 Haight Street. You can RSVP at 707-774-1904. If you miss any numbers on the show, go to goveganradio.com. We're archived there. The Holiday Potluck with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society is Saturday, November 8th at 6 p.m. That would be next Saturday at 3600 Geary Boulevard, followed by the lecture, Never Be Sick Again. That's at 8 p.m. with Raymond Francis, author of Pathways to Health, newspaper columns, and publisher of Beyond Health News. Okay, whenever you travel around the world, wherever you may be, you're looking for a vegan-friendly restaurant, a vegan restaurant, go to happycow.net. That is happycow.net. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We will continue. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. Donate online at goveganradio.com.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go Vegan.
Peace begins with your plate. Your vegan plate. Vegan Plate Restaurant. 11943 Ventura Boulevard, just east of Laurel Canyon in Studio City, at Radford, next to CBS Studios. Vegan Plate Restaurant. International cuisine. Appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, wraps, burgers, desserts, lunch and dinner combinations. Vegan Plate Restaurant, Studio City. Free delivery. Open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. 818-506-9015. 11943 Ventura Boulevard. Vegan Plate Restaurant.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you? Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three barrier locations in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. featuring about 200 menu items. See them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a donation at goveganradio.com. This message from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, it says, attention, do you or any of your family members, friends, or patients eat grilled chicken or hot dogs? These are foods that increase your risk of cancer, and big business will do anything to conceal that fact. PCRM plans to file two lawsuits protecting consumers from fraudulent business practices where consumers are not warned about the increased risks of cancer from eating grilled chicken or hot dogs. One suit will be against national restaurant chains, McDonald's, Burger King, etc., for failing to alert consumers about the presence of a known carcinogen, PHLP, in their grilled chicken products. PCRM will also file a lawsuit against manufacturers and large-scale sellers of hot dogs and other processed meats for failing to alert consumers about the increased risk of cancer due to consumption of processed meats. A comprehensive report released late last year by the American Institute for Cancer Research and the World Cancer Research Fund concludes that processed meats increase one's risk of colorectal cancer on average by 21% for every 50 grams consumed daily. In order to bring these suits, PCRM needs your help. They need people who bought and consumed grilled chicken products from a national restaurant chain but did not know about PHLP. And PCRM also needs people who purchased and consumed hot dogs without knowing about the cancer risk from processed meats. Please contact PCRM. You can call 202-686-2210, extension 314, or email rbernstein@pcrm.org. rbernstein@pcrm.org. And the phone number, again, 202-686-2210, extension 314. Oh, we're just about out of time, but how can I leave without talking about, you know, the economic demise of the U.S. because of meat and dairy? One fact from 101 reasons to go vegetarian. Here, number 54. In the USA in 1979, 145 million tons of crops were fed to cattle, resulting in only 21 million tons of animal bodies. The cost of the wasted crops was $20 billion. Okay. So very inefficient. Next week, we will talk about the inefficiency of meat and how costly it is. Also, we expect to have Dennis Kucinich on the program, okay? So if you missed any of the show, please make a donation and listen to the archive, goveganradio.com. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, our exclusive Southern California segment on K-Talk AM 1150. We are now heard Sundays at 10 a.m. on K-Talk. No more Saturdays at 4 p.m. No more sports preemptions at that time. We are here now Sundays at 10 a.m. And if you miss any part of the show, any of the interviews, go to goveganradio.com for archives and podcasts and to make a tax-deductible donation. So we have interesting developments around Southern California. I thought today we would talk to the president and founder of Last Chance for Animals in Los Angeles, Chris DeRose, who is a personal hero of mine. His organization has been in opposition to the elephant exhibit at the LA Zoo for forever, and maybe there's progress now. How are you, Chris? How are
you
doing?
Thank you, Bob. And yes, there is progress, a lot of progress. Commissioner Tony Cardenas, one of the LA Council of PL, City of Los Angeles councilmen, realized that what he was told during the vote last time, that he was not given all the information to make a clear decision. He has since had all the information and had made a new decision, and Councilman Cardenas decided that he was going to try to get this elephant exhibit at the LA Zoo closed because of the treatment of the animals there and the history that they've had for the last almost 35 years. And, you know, having 13 animals die at the LA Zoo way under age, some of them a third or a quarter of the age of they should have been, And so we, he's, but he came up with a great idea, and that is to have an L.A. sanctuary within the L.A. county border that would have the animals on 100 acres rather than squeezed into 3 acres, and people would be able to go out there and see the elephants living in a semi-natural habitat. He's already gotten two other councilmen to join on with him. What we need are five councilmen more, 8 total, and this will and the mayor is behind it. So it's new, it's big, and Councilman Cardenas has been taking a very courageous, very intelligent, very analytical stance on this whole thing. Again, the council people never were given the right information.
Mm-hmm. And they're spending what, $40 or $50 million on it?
It's $40 million as right now, and of course, you know, with inflation and the way inflation's been going, I guarantee you it's going to run up to $60-65 million for something that's already antiquated before it ever gets built.
Too small, doesn't provide the.
And you know what it is? It's the American Zoo Association and Aquarium Association. They're the ones that are really pushing to make sure that this thing stays a zoo, captive animals in confined quarters, so that it doesn't, you know, they don't want to see change. They don't want to see this change.
Where might the sanctuary be? Do we know where it might
well,
be?
It would be within just within L.A. County. You know, it could be out towards Sylmar, Sunland, out that way. There's the Councilman Cardenas has already looked into several areas himself, having been familiar with real estate and having been in the business. He looked it up and found several 80 to 100 and some 200 acre parcels that are available, believe it or not, for something just like this.
Well, that's great. He's going to be on the show next week, and there's something coming up Thursday at City Hall, from what I understand.
That is correct. And if anybody listening to this has children, it would be excellent if they could come down here with their children and show that children don't want to see these animals in captivity locked up like this. We'd like to see a sanctuary, not a zoo situation for elephants. I mean, let's face it, elephants are a big animal. They need to keep moving. They need to keep walking. Anybody that's ever seen elephants in their natural habitat will know that these animals, it would be equivalent to locking you in a broom closet.
Right. They need to roam 30 or 40 miles in a day. Come to City Hall this coming Thursday at 2 p.m. Bring the kids. Show that you're opposed to enslavement and imprisonment for the elephants, and that we support this idea from Councilmember Cardenas. And, Chris, we're just about out of time. People can go to Last Chance for Animals. The website is lcanimal.org. Pick up a copy of Dealing Dogs, that great video, or Chris's book, In Your Face. Chris, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for the great work you're doing.